Republican Representative Becky Edwards represents North Salt Lake. She has a bill to loosen a law that prevents state environmental rules from being stricter than federal ones. She says Utah knows how to clean up its air better than the federal government does.
HB 121 allows for local control to address our local needs. This is another example of how states are more effective and can do things better than the federal one-size-fits-all solutions.
Edwards' district includes the medical waste incinerator Stericycle. Some of her constituents want more monitoring of its toxic releases, but current law says regulators can't impose more controls until they can prove that federal law puts the environment and public health at risk. Members of the House Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Environment Committee point out that air quality regulators have never put the existing system to the test. Democrat Larry Wiley represents West Valley City.
I think we've got a Band-Aid approach here. I'm willing to give you as much rope as you want, but I think you're going to choke yourself out, not because of dirty air, but because you guys can't follow through with what you're supposed to be doing with in current statute.
The idea of applying Utah solutions to state air quality problems seems to have taken a hold among Utah's congressional leaders, too. Congressman Jason Chaffetz addressed the State House of Representatives on Monday. He urged the state lawmakers to look for answers beyond the Environmental Protection Agency.
I just don't think they're going to be the panacea and the solution to all of our challenges there. I just really don't.
Committee members passed Edwards' bill for full House consideration, and senators are mulling similar legislation by Salt Lake City Democrat Gene Davis. Judy Fays, KUER News.